USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a celebration of life at Houston's Fountain of Praise Church. Hundreds of friends, family, politicians, and celebrities gathered to say goodbye to George Floyd, who died 2 weeks ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Police officers saluted as George Floyd's casket was carried into the church. The family members all wore white for the private service in the city where George Floyd grew up.
I just want to say that I'm going to miss my brother a whole lot. And I love you.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This was not just a tragedy. It was a crime.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Attorney General says there are people disrupting the peaceful protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Bill Barr says the violent protests and riots that have erupted after the death of George Floyd appear to be organized by anarchist or far extreme groups on both sides. Barr telling Fox News Antifa does play a role in some of the riots and looting going on.
It's a very loosely organized group, and they have sort of a unique or unusual system of communication and organization. There appear to be sources of funding, and we are looking into the sources of funding. And there is clearly some high degree of organization involved at some of these events and coordinated tactics that we're seeing, and we're looking into that as well. And some of it relates to Antifa. Some of it relates to groups that act very much like Antifa. There, as I said, there's a witch's brew of extremist groups that are trying to exploit this situation on all sides.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There was a grisly discovery at the home of the Idaho man who's married to a woman whose two children have been missing for months. Rexburg Assistant Police Chief Gary Hagan.
The investigators and detectives have recovered what's believed to be human remains that are not identified at this time. I do want to add that Chad Daybell, who resides at that residence, has also been taken into custody for questioning.
Daybell is the husband of Lori Vallow, whose two children have been missing since September. Vallow and Daybell left their home when investigators started looking for her two children. Vallow has been in custody since March after she was extradited from Hawaii. She faces multiple charges, including two felony counts of desertion and non-support of children. Vallow and Daybell were married in Kauai, Hawaii on November 5th. They returned there on December 1st. Vallow moved to Idaho from Arizona a couple of months before police began searching for her children. Daybell's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell, was found dead in her home in mid-October. Also, Vallow's estranged husband was shot and killed in July during a fight with her brother in Arizona right before she moved. Details about the motive weren't available, but her brother wasn't charged in the case. He also died in December. According to witnesses, Daybell said that Vallow had no children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.